guest this last few months. In fact, from the beginning of the year, we've been going through the book of Ephesians. It's been fantastic. So our plan was to just pick a couple more topics before we move into the book of Galatians, in which Seth will introduce today. But welcome again, those of you, our family from the UK. Welcome, we wanted to have you here with us. How many of you have seen the movie Lord of the Rings? No? On the third sequel of the movie, there's a there is a character. He's called the Ranger. This guy walks around undercover, and he's one of the main characters in The Lord of the Rings. They call him the Ranger. And there was a time where there's the power of Sauron, or evil, begin to grow, and they have one main target, and that is to destroy the world of mankind. Evil begin to grow, darkness begin to increase in order to destroy the lives of mankind. And all the kings started to assemble and said, how will we overcome this great darkness, power that is coming? It's about to unleash. And then in the midst of all this, panicking and worry, they focus on the Ranger. He's a normal, typical guy. And they were planning, what shall we do? We are outnumbered. Someone came and visited him that night. It was one of the king. So what he did, he said to the Ranger, you need to lead the battle. And he said, I can't, because there's not many men. And the guy said to him, you will lead. Why? Because there's only one person who could wield this powerful sword. And that is you, because you are the rightful king of Gondor. Yeah? And he said something, stop being a ranger and become who you are born to be. Stop holding back. Yeah? And then he gave him his ultimate weapon. We talk about gift today because many times we have no idea what God has disposed upon us as believers. We have any idea, we don't have any idea, sometimes the immense power that he has given us through the Holy Spirit. We read in our study of Ephesians the amazing thing that God has done to us in redeeming us, adopting us, that before even we were born, he chose us, that he loved and forgave us through the death and the resurrection of his Son. Not only that he included us in his kingdom, in his family, and we became part of this amazing promise that God has given us. Not only towards his people, the Israelites, that what we became share of that inheritance. And that's the generosity of God. His inclusion, not to leave you out. But not only that, but it says that he also gave us his Holy Spirit. Jesus came and manifest. He was the soul bearer of the Holy Spirit, manifesting his power, declaring that the new kingdom has come. Jesus died and rose again, victoriously conquer the power of death. And then he ascended into heaven and he gave the Holy Spirit to the disciple. And he said, you will do this and you will do that. You will heal the sick. You will prophesy. Everything that has been prophesied by the prophet Joel in the Old Testament now become unfold. And Jesus, as we read here in Ephesians chapter 4, he ascended and he gave the Holy Spirit to the church. He gave the Holy Spirit solely for evangelism, empowering the disciples in order to bring people into the kingdom. He says in Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, he said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. When the Spirit was poured out, Peter recognized that this is what was prophesied. So the same normal, ordinary people do amazing, extraordinary thing with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the church become that. It says that he ascended, but he gave gifts to the church. He who descended is the very, He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostle, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for the work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach the unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. God has equipped us. He gave you something. He gave me something. When we were little kids, back in my homeland, many kids have all kinds of toys and bicycles. So, because we don't have much, so we wait and see if whoever owns this ball or bicycle have control, have so much power. So everybody wants to be their friend. We will come around, or if they have the bicycle, everybody line up. Can I have a ride? And if they get disappointed, they will take back their ball. And we have to find something to play with. You see, God gave us something. And when we hold back, when we hold it back, this wonderful gift that he has given you, our contribution to the growth of the church, the strengthening of the body of Christ, is missing a part. The Apostle Paul, in the book of Corinthians, Ephesians, Romans, demonstrate these gifts. Talked about the apostle, prophet, teacher, miracles, those who can heal, speaking tongues, speaking wisdom, encourager, in Romans, those who serve, contributing, those who serve in leadership capacity, administration. And we look at these amazing gifts that Paul's been talking about and how God gave these gifts to the church to equip the people so they can do the work of God. If we hold back, we will never do our part in the kingdom. If we act like those guys from those little kids from our back home when we were young, this ball is mine. God has given you something for others to be a blessing, to be part of strengthening the church so the church can be effective in its existence here on earth. It says here, God gave us pastors, shepherds, teachers to equip his people. The Greek meaning, this key word here, the Greek meaning of equipping, the word equip, it means to put back together something that was broken. Referring to a bone structure, maybe a hip bone that has been disconnected. To equip in Greek means to fit back together something in its original place. So when the body of Christ, when we are not equipped with the gift God has given us, what happens? Many of us will walk and live out our life limping in our spiritual responsibility. For the equipping of the saints, of his people, for the work of the service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. Have you ever thought what your gifting is and how you can be a blessing wherever you are? SIC, we are a transitional community. People come, after a few years, people go. And many times we kind of settle in that transitional mindset. But to transition out of that way of thinking, to be an equipping community, a community in which people come and encounter God, amen? They encounter God, they grow in their faith, their gifting has been exercised, that they use their gifting, whatever that is, that this place become a greenhouse in which we are growing. That's the church. That wherever you go, you take those with you. Wherever we go, we recreate this environment wherever we go. They're not just boys, they are men who have families. So a few days ago, I talked about how the players were whispering that I'm a pastor. So a couple of them came in this private conversation. They asked, coach? Yes. Then the kid, a few days later,
same person, he asked, what do you think of marriage?
So you want to know. So most of the time in a text, in our conversation, he's been contemplating. He said, I want to do things right. And I don't know who to talk to. He wants to get married. They've been together with his partner many years, and they want to do the right thing. There are others who came and asked, I have a few kids. I want them to be baptized or dedicated. You'll never see them in church. But when we step out and use what God has given us, the eyes of the world is ready. That's part of being the church. It's not only here. This is where we are equipped to take this environment, this truth, wherever we go. Our brother Ari is a professor at the University of Stavanger, and there he was talking to students, and it was exciting to see the engagement that he's having with the students during our time there. You have something that people need. God has given you something very powerful to be part of equipping the church to make an impact wherever you go. Amen? And if we hold back as a church, if we don't say, Lord, I want to use my gifting here. I want to serve in this capacity. Even if I am not used to, even if I've never tried before, I want to. We will see what God will do. We will open up. Your life becomes a blessing to the people around you. Not just the church, but the whole community. Amen? There's something very attractive about the power of God in our lives. Because when people, the world see us, it attracts them. Yeah? What attracts people to you? Yeah? There's something, because they see an answer to their need, what they're looking for in your life and my life. That's the church. Amen. And we are part of that. That movement of God. He has given us the Holy Spirit. He has given you a gift. Don't hold it back. I have a wonderful, my cousin came in, probably one of the closest family that I've had, came and visited me here for the first time. Just for a few days, left this morning back to the UK. And we sat down, we've never seen each other for nearly 20 years. And we sat down and then we talked. All we did was talking about family. And there's tears and there's reconciliation and there's praying and God begin to move in our lives. Yeah? In my cousin, you and I, the Holy Spirit in us is working. And he wants us to avail ourselves and the gift that he has given us so we can strengthen the church. How many of you want your church to be strong? I want our church to be strong. I want us to make an impact. I want us, that comes from our unity, comes from our love for one another and our availability. Said, Lord, I want to take part. I want to serve you in whatever capacity that is. I don't want to be standing on the sideline like what I was doing last year and cheering for those guys. I want to get in and be part of the action. I want to play my part, because if I don't, no one will take my place for me. I want to do it. I want to serve you. I want to be part of equipping people so that we transition out of, few more years, I'll be out of here. No, whether we come for 1 year or 1 month or 3 months, say, God, I want to do, to make an impact here. I want to serve. Amen. What's your gifting? What has God given you? Maybe you are too shy, like I used to. Maybe you always say the wrong thing. Maybe we're afraid of making mistakes. This is where we grow. This is where we start. Here in this place. This is where the church come together and encourage one another. Let's go for it. You can do this. We'll make mistakes. We'll try again. We'll get better. We'll identify what we like. And we will serve in that capacity. Doesn't need to be big. It's the little things that God entrusted in your care. I pray that these words of exhortation that God will put in your heart, that we will make a deliberate choice to step across that line from being spectator to how can I serve? How can I be part of strengthening the church and the body of Christ? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us to say yes to you. Help us to step out, say, I'm willing, Lord. Use me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite us to stand to our feet. We're going to declare together our affirmation of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He descended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated.